Con, the Buffalo News. How can I help you?
How you doing?
Okay. How can I help you?
I would like to subscribe.
Okay. Can I have your home phone number?
Are you ready?
Pardon?
Are you ready?
I'm sorry, you're breaking up. I can't hear you.
816. 8414.
I'm only getting one or two numbers.
Oh, that is not true. That is not true. Can you hear me?
Now I can. What's your address? Maybe we'll try that. Hello?
1712 Alameda. On Earth.
Okay, can you spell the street? Hello?
Can you hear me?
No, I can't.
I'll give you my number. Are you ready?
You keep breaking up. No, I'm not.
That's a fucking lie.
Pardon?
Nothing. Are you ready?
I'm ready, but I can't hear everything you're saying.
1712 Alameda.
Okay, and how do you spell the street?
A-L-A-M-E-D-A.
And the zip code?
84481.
Okay, what was the zip code?
816. 84.
Okay, the zip code is 14 something?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's the zip code?
84481.
Well, that's your phone number you're trying to give me. What's the zip code?
Oh. 816. 84. Help me out.
Okay, what town do you live in?
Places in the south, like Daytona, Arizona, Cuba, in the gutter. Been there.
I'm sorry, you really are breaking up. You keep breaking in and out.
Well, yeah, when she hit that way. Oh, no. You can't. They never come back. What do you think? Can you do that?
I didn't hear what you said. Can you give me the zip code?
Oh, yeah. Are you ready?
Yes.
5-4-3-1. Honestly, what do you think?
I have no idea what you're saying.
I got a real great compliment for you. You are a genius. So, what do you think? Can you do that? I'm not doing it!
Good afternoon, this is Tom. Let me help you.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. I would like to subscribe.
Okay.
Yeah. Tom? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. What would you like to subscribe for? For 1 year or?
Mm-hmm.
For a bulk rate or first class?
What difference does it make? I need it. Please. Sir?
Yes.
What's wrong?
Nothing. It's just hard to hear you.
Oh. Sorry.
Okay. First class is $20 and bulk rate $16. The difference is that first class is actually mailed right at the day as it comes from the printer. We actually
sure it is. Mm-hmm.
Send
absolutely true.
First class.
You snotty little bastion. That sounds delicious.
Good morning, this is Risk Management, and today is Wednesday, September the 13th.
I know.
I'll be in the office all day until 5 o'clock.
Why?
We cannot.
I'm just kidding. Laugh.
Speak directly. Thanks, and have a good day.
Hello. I need car insurance. Please. I need it. Begging you. A crime? I'm bawling here. Please, help me out. For insurance purposes. All right, I'll see you tomorrow. Okay, bye now. How you doing?
How's it going?
Good.
Pretty good.
Sir?
Yes. Who are you looking for?
I need car insurance.
Okay, one.
Yes.
Hurry.
I've got to take a shit. Sir? I'm very busy, you know what I mean?
Cheryl speaking, may I help you?
I don't.
Good?
Good.
Well, who's this?
Mike. Strong?
All right.
I need car insurance. Please.
Do we have any of your insurance now?
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, I really don't know, Doc.
I forget. What do you think? Can you do that? Am I in good shape?
What are you talking about?
Can I train my dog to eat spiders? What do you think?
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling State Farm.
I don't.
Good. Hello?
I need car insurance.
Okay. Can I get your name?
Yes. Mike. Strong?
Mike, could you spell your last name for me?
Mm-hmm. S-T-R-O-N-G.
Your address, Mike?
Yeah. Are you ready?
Yes.
1972 Canyon Drive.
And where is that, Mike?
Here.
I'm sorry?
Here. Right here.
Cheektowaga, New York?
Mm-hmm.
14227 is the zip code?
Yes. Absolutely true.
Your birthday, Mike.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
5-7-40.
Do you have your driver's license on you so I can get the driver's license ID number, please?
No.
I'm going to need that in order to run a complete motor vehicles check for you in order to quote you for your auto insurance.
That's correct. Am I in good shape? Hey! Shut the hell up! Anyway.
Mike.
Hey!
Shut up!
Dead birds. Sir?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Do you have your driver's license number, please?
No.
I can't give you a quote on auto insurance unless I have that.
Why?
Because we have to run a motor vehicle.
What's wrong? What's wrong? What's the matter?
What are you so upset about?
Boom. Excuse me. Sir? Oh, God, this is like a nightmare. Who's shit? You're a foxhole. How you doing?
Good.
I need car insurance.
Were you referred to our office by anyone?
No.
Okay.
I looked you up on the internet.
We don't do quotes over the phone. We require...
Why?
Pardon?
Why not?
Because the amount of calls we get and the number of actually that we write, it's...
Oh.
The quote is the same. So we need you to come to the office.
Very well. What's your address?
37th Avenue.
Hey! I'm very busy, you know what I mean?
I understand, but that's our policy.
But out of curiosity, who's shitting your console? Hello?
What?
What do you think?
I didn't hear the question.
I don't knock your dick in the dirt. What's wrong?
Hello?
How you doing?
Good.
I need a lawyer.
Good. How much money you got?
Why? What do you got to do with it? Help me out.
Gotta support my family. What's the...
I don't like jail.
Hello?
No fucking privacy. Also, there's no booze.
Let's start at the beginning.
Okay.
Who am I speaking to?
Jack.
Who?
Jack.
Jay? Well, what's your problem, Jay?
I'm being charged with a crime.
Of?
I got caught with kitty porn.
Kitty porn?
They're just pictures. I didn't touch anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I
What do you think?
What
do you think a jury is going to think of that?
I think that you probably, should call Frank.
Well, if that's true, I'm really in trouble.
He's the kiddie porn master.
Assault battery!
Sexual assault with a concrete dildo. What do you think?